Well, folks, it's been a while, so I thought I'd fire up the Guardian and once again take a big long nosedive into the very best of British journalism. Unbiased, quality, neutral, intellectual journalism. In this case, we've got a beauty. Jeremy Corbyn needs to get behind the people's vote to fight the far right by Rachel Shabby, who's a lady all the way from Israel, believe it or not. So that's a funny thing, isn't it? All the way from Israel to write far left articles in The Guardian. There you go. What do you know? A second vote is the only way to confront head on the bigotry and racism unleashed by Brexit. So you can see where the article's going there. Let's dig into it. She waffles on a bit at the beginning, setting the scene. So I've skipped that. Let's get down to business. But one credible progressive case against a second referendum is that it will set this toxic cocktail alight, sparking a backlash against the far right's usual targets, migrants and minorities. Implicit in this is an admission of defeat, that the left could not face down such an outcome, nor mount a defence of the communities on the receiving end of it. So what she's getting at is that she thinks the left have gone soft on immigration, meaning they've cooked to the right because they're not as pro-immigration anymore. And what she's doing here is typical of, dare I say it, her people. Here she's posing as a fellow white person, and that, all right, that's fine because it's a trick of champagne socialists in general, what I'm going to get into here. What they do, this ploy, they make out that the immigrants and minorities are being abused on the streets, which obviously isn't really the case. In actual fact, most of the attention of the populists, which she calls a far right, is focused almost exclusively on well-to-do middle-class Guardianistas like Rachel, who saturate the British media like a thick yellow fart gas. And when they get called out on it, when people tell them that they're sick to death of that politically correct shit, they pull back and say, oh, look at the rise of hatred against people of colour and the diversity. Shut it down. Yeah, there is anger at certain groups because of certain issues. But people have gotten wise to this trick of theirs, and more they're looking at the shits who brought this about more than like the immigrants, you know, walking down the street. The shits who wander about the telly studios on them cushy little jobs on panel shows, and the bits at the end of the news where they read the papers. What they're really doing is shilling each other's garbage in the mass media. And they'll read out some statistic, like say 80% of the people in Hull think there's an out-of-touch liberal elite running this country into the ground. And then the liberal elite themselves will react by saying, oh, I'm so worried about that the migrant communities will be feeling the brunt of this hate. Shut them all down. They dodge it. They want to be the referee between sort of the far right and the migrant communities. They don't actually want to feel the glare themselves. And so they just, if they get blamed for something, they say the hate's being directed at a migrant community because they don't want to admit that they're the problem. So it's those fuckers that everybody hates. So she carries on. Instead, it was down to the left bloc of love socialism, hate Brexit MPs and campaigners to present the radical left anti-racist arguments for a second referendum. They did a great job. Even though their message did not necessarily chime with everyone, one organiser told me they overheard someone at the main demo ask why the left bloc kept going on about socialism at an anti-Brexit march. Right. So what's the racist argument for a second referendum then? Who is making a racist argument for a second referendum? Nobody is. But what she's getting at is, not only should there be another referendum, but the central plank of the campaign should be an anti-racist message. So, I'm trying to get my head around this. There's a new campaign and a new referendum, and now this Guardian writer from Israel, her plan is to have people standing on a stage arguing with Nigel Farage or Gerald Batten or Rees-Mogg and all the rest, And their argument will be, there's too much hate against minorities, so we should rejoin the European Union and increase immigration. And these retards are the smart people. They've got PhDs and doctorates. She's got a book out. And just look how clever they are. Aren't they so sophisticated with arguments like that? A component of which is currently echoing, and oh, here we go. Right, so she's, yeah, a component of which is currently echoing an anti-Semitic conspiracy beloved by the far right, while claiming that liberals are in cahoots with ethnic minorities to thwart the wishes of the always implicitly white working class. If you are a migrant or from a minority ethnic community. So she's having a snipe at the faction in Corbyn's camp, who are always being accused of being anti-Semites. But which is currently echoing an anti-Semitic conspiracy beloved by the far right, while claiming that liberals are in cahoots with ethnic minorities to thwart the wishes of the always implicitly white working class. So, says the woman from Israel who wants to overturn a democratic decision by the white working class, while at the same time demanding we increase immigration, and she's doing this from a pulpit in the mass media. I mean, there's obviously no truth to those conspiracy theories, is there? Where the hell do these people get these ideas from? Fucking hell. Some say that whatever happens next, the far right is already emboldened. It feeds off victory, as it did when hate crime spiked after the first referendum, and it is fueled by betrayal narratives, currently applied to soft Brexit, to Theresa May's Brexit, and to no Brexit at all. Hope not hate activists. All right. Hope not hate activists report that after years of canvassing in UKIP and BNP supported areas, they are taken aback by the open racism currently on display in Leave constituencies. All right, okay. So let's just assume all of that's true. I don't believe it. But let's just assume that it's true, that northern working class white areas, racism is rampant. Who is at fault there? Is it the people who live there, who want the areas to remain as they always have been? Or is it people like Rachel and Hope Not Hate who want to force these people to live in a giant social experiment against their will? Who is the aggressor here? The people who just want to be left alone, or the people who don't want to leave them alone and just won't shut up? Well, we know, because she's going to tell us in the very next bit. Looking at the left's current configurations, it's hard to argue with that. Among those at the political helm of the People's Vote campaign are advocates of immigration controls who exacerbated hostility towards migrants by invoking legitimate concerns over the pace of change. She's used square quotes to poison the well there. The implication is that there are no legitimate concerns to be had over the pace of change. You see, I would have put the square quotes around pace of change because I know pace of change is just a bullshit euphemism for being demographically replaced. And when people express these concerns, which she doesn't recognise, like Hope Not Hate, call them racists and haters. So, you know, even Rachel, in her own vindictive and warped way, recognises that everything's not quite right, but she just flatly refuses to accept what's being told. Default to a broken economic policy that is breaking, but regardless of support for another referendum, with the far right permeating our political air supply, the Corbyn left must throw its intellectual, moral, campaigning and policy-making weight behind full-throated anti-racism and support for immigration. This is so long overdue, it's starting to feel as if the left really has conceded defeat. But again, if immigration was welcomed, then you wouldn't need the anti-racism campaign. You're introducing the problem, and then you're introducing of what you think of as a solution at the same time. You've acknowledged in your own words that you support a policy that is widely hated, and then at the same time you've introduced the method of suppressing dissent. And so you can hardly be surprised when people look for ways to fuck you psychos off. Can you, Rachel? And then when they do, you'll say, oh, look how hateful they are. We need more laws. More laws and more anti-racism. And then, you know, they say, why? They ask, Rachel. You ask, why? Why are we always so hated? Well, you know, just look through your own fucking words, you twat. I'll catch you later, folks. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you're feeling flush, you can chip in below and help us out. I'll see you later.